Welcome to The Brand Review, the podcast with your hosts, Matt Brand and McLean Comstock.
Hello, Internet.
Hello. Thank you. Thanks for coming, everyone. Thank you for being here.
What's the date?
Today is July 7th, 2014, and it is a Monday evening.
It's not May.
July 7th, 2014.
Welcome to the July 7th, 2014 edition of The Brand Review, the podcast.
Sports Review.
The Brand Review, the Sports Review is actually what it's called.
Yeah.
We do a weekly sports podcast every week about sports.
Yes. Except last week, we took a
except the weeks
break
we don't
for Canada
do.
Day.
Well, what happened was, sometimes we record on Monday, sometimes we record on Tuesday.
Right.
Last week, we decided to record on Tuesday, which was a holiday, so we had last week off.
That's right.
If you'd like to reach the show, you can email us at the email address shitonsports@gmail.com, or you can send...
anybody ever sent any mail there?
That's beside the point.
I'm just curious.
You can also tweet us at shitonsports@twitter.com. What?
Twitter doc.
.com. You don't put a .com at the end of the Twitter account.
No.
You just send your tweet to @shitonsports. Yeah?
Yes.
I think we should just go ahead and dive into the first game.
Let's do it.
Where is that wheel at? There it is. Round and round, where does she stop? Ooh, it's a game we haven't played in a little while. It's called Sports Fantasy.
Set the water temperature for Tom Brady's post-game shower. Pick out a fresh set of linens for Calvin Johnson. It's time to play Sports Fantasy.
Sports Fantasy. Sports Fantasy. Oh, Sports Fantasy.
I don't know how long this singing goes on for.
Ever.
Fantasy.
I really like this bass line.
Yeah.
I don't like it when you purse your lips together like that.
Oh.
I don't like when she does that either.
Luckily she's there recording and not in their room.
Thank goodness. That would be awkward.
So, Sports Fantasy. Everyone's heard of fantasy sports, but have you ever heard a sports fantasy? Time to play sports fantasy.
Are those fireworks? What are those? What is that sound?
I think someone's making fireworks. Yeah.
Mm. Sports fantasy.
So this is pretty simple. We just kind of play some of our sports fantasies. McLean, do you want to start, or do you like me to go first?
You go first. I might only have a sports fantasy.
Okay, originally I said 5 sports fantasies, then I changed that to 3 sports fantasies. So why are there now, or do you have 1 sports fantasy?
I don't know. I can think of more. You go first, though.
How about I do one?
Yeah.
You do one. I do one. You think of another one in the meantime, and then I'll do one. So
sounds
you do
good.
2, I'll do 3.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I'd like to...
Somebody just scored.
Someone just got a strike, yeah.
Ugh, I hate this game.
Why?
Because I can't even look at you.
Yeah, you can.
No, I can't.
No, yeah, you can.
No, I can't. Just say your fantasy.
Yeah, the Tour de France is happening. France is pretty... sexy country. You really can't look at me. Anyway, I'd like to see you know, when they show them, like, the countryside, there's animals kind of running around. I'd like to see a scenario where one of the riders has broken away from the group. And,
A breakaway?
He's breaking away, and he ends up riding up next to a horse, and the horse kind of starts, like, racing.
Him?
Yeah. And they just start racing, and they're just like, it's like something out of a movie. The two of them just going head to head.
A horse is faster.
And then they get to the finish line. Explode into a cloud of Skittles.
Skittles? Is this your sports fantasy?
That's my sports fantasy.
I thought, like, you're supposed to have some real fantasies.
It's a fantasy.
Well,
a fantasy.
Change the way.
Well, I mean,
you change the way this game is played from its original version.
I did.
Okay, well.
But I mean, this game is really bad and has no real rules, so we're just gonna make them up as we go.
Yeah.
McLean, what's your sports fantasy?
My sports fantasy. The World Cup is beginning to wind down and up.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And the Dutch are still in it. And I like the Dutch. And I would like to be pulled around.
Yeah.
Amsterdam. Yeah. On a rickshaw. By Wesley Schneider. Wherever I want to go. And I'll have to run with his rickshaw.
Are you going to yell his name?
I'm going to whip him with a whip.
Oh, yeah. Schneider.
Say, run, Wesley. Run. Run.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Mm-hmm. Sports fantasy.
So you're... Okay. So you start thinking about another sports fantasy.
I get it.
Yeah. You know what's sexy?
What?
Major golf tournaments.
Are they?
Women's major golf tournaments.
That's the least sexy thing I've ever heard of.
You know what's not sexy?
Fantasy. Women's golf tournaments?
No. Well, yeah. But when the sports fantasy outro plays before it's over.
Well, I couldn't even tell.
Anyway.
Oh! This is the beginning all over again.
The Women's British Open is this weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
They've got one of those.
I think it'd be pretty sexy if Michelle would win her second major. I'd like to see her get a hole in one on every par three. I'd also like to see her take her putter and use it as a rifle as if she's shooting ducks every time she sinks a putt. Yeah.
Is she shooting it at the hole?
No.
As if the hole were a duck?
No.
The sky?
I can't imagine. I don't think it's too sexy to shoot a duck point blank on the ground. Just saying.
What if, like, the person she was paired with, you know, pretended they got shot and fell down, and that was, like, their shtick?
I hope that other person isn't in real contention, because... I'd also like to see Michelle Wee fake out high-fiving some kids in the gallery. I think that'd be pretty sports fantasy. I also want to see her dress in Tiger Woods' Sunday outfit every single day of the tournament.
Does Tiger Woods have the same outfit every
Sunday? On Sundays.
Really?
Oh, yeah, the Tiger Woods' Sunday outfit. Black pants, red shirt, black hat.
How did I not know this? I've watched golf a lot.
I guess Tiger Woods isn't in your sports fantasy.
Maybe he is.
Maybe not, because you would have known that if he was.
Okay.
Okay, what is your second sports fantasy?
It's... The All-Star Game is coming up in baseball.
Yeah, it is.
And there's a couple Jays on the team. And I would like for one of them to
pocket bowling ball.
I'm not good.
What's that? What were those words? I'm not
I want to be on one of their balls.
You want to be on one of their balls? Is that what you said?
I want to be their ball.
You want to be the ball?
Be the ball.
I've got... It's funny, I said something with the Blue Jays, too.
Oh.
They're playing the Anaheim Angels of Anaheim, California. And, I think it'd be pretty sexy if some of their sluggers had some monster dongs. Yeah, I'd like to see them. I think it'd be pretty awesome if they had some monster dongs.
That's not a word for hits.
It's home runs.
Nobody calls them monster dongs.
And that's how you play sports fantasy.
Sports fantasy.
Yeah, but we only played it once, and so I thought, let's do it differently. I guess I didn't inform you clearly enough. My fault.
Clearly enough? As in at all?
My fault.
That's fine. I think it turned out really good. I really like my last fantasy where I wanted to get hit like a ball.
You wanted to be a ball.
I wanted to be one of their balls.
And you wanted to be inside a ball.
In their pants.
Let's go ahead and spin the wheel, and let's play our second game of Clean. Let's get... Where's the wheel sound? There it is.
No. The wheel.
Wheel. The wheel made a wheel sound, and that wheel sound tells us that we are now playing... McLean?
Sports Duel.
In the fabulous world of sports, there can only be one winner, one to rule them all. Time to play Sports Duel.
I disagree with you. The only way we're gonna settle this is with the Sports Duel.
Grab your AK-47. It's time to play Sports Duel. The game where we have to disagree, no matter what, because it's a sports debate.
No one has an AK-47. Well, some people do, but they shouldn't.
McLean, first sports duel question. The Cleveland Cavaliers website finally took down the angry letter, the comic Sans laced letter that team owner Dan Gilbert wrote to LeBron James after he left Cleveland. Is there any chance LeBron is leaving Miami?
No.
There's no chance?
Well, there's a chance. There is a chance. It's less than half. It's less than 50% greater than zero. I'll put it at less than 30 greater than zero.
So there is a chance.
There is a chance. But it's highly unlikely. I think they all opted out so that they could opt back in and get someone else better. So that they won't lose again next year.
Because so there is a chance, yes.
Yes.
I think there's no chance.
That's it? Sports Duel.
Sports Duel. McLean, the World Cup semifinals start Tuesday with Brazil versus Germany. Who wins, McLean? Who wins between Brazil versus Germany in the World Cup semifinal tomorrow? Tuesday?
Die Deutsche Werde gewinnen. Die Deutsche Werde gewinnen. The Germans.
Why does Deutsch sound like Dutch?
I don't know, it's German. Deutsch.
So you like the Germans?
Yeah.
I like Brazil because they're in Brazil and because their best player had his back broken.
That seems like the reason why they would lose.
Sports Duel? They're going to rally around his cracked vertebra. Who wins between Argentina and Netherlands the following day?
The Netherlands. Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it.
What the hell are you doing?
No doubt about it.
I think Argentina will probably win.
Why?
Look at that cute little Messi. He ran all over the place. Going to score about five goals.
Hey, I play soccer and I kick the ball real hard.
That was Messi?
Yeah.
That...
My favorite player of all time was
that
Argentina.
That impersonation was a Messi.
Uncanny? Was a Messi. M-E-S-S-I. They're not even spelt the same. Messi's old.
No, he's not.
He's like a has-been.
I was going to get really upset with you and disagree, but I don't know enough to know if that's true or not. He seems pretty good.
He's not as good as he was.
Sports
duel.
Duel. McLean, the Tour de France has begun. Will this year's winner eventually be stripped of his title for cheating?
No. Sports duel. Oh, wait. Not yet. The answer's no. Although I feel like, yes, they'll be cheating, but they're always one step ahead.
But they eventually get caught. I'm not saying they're going to get caught,
eventually,
caught ever.
Right.
Like, maybe it's like 10 years from now. Maybe
it's
20
years
from
now. Blood will be frozen for decades, and then they'll go back to it and be like, oh yeah, they were cheating.
Exactly. So...
No, I don't.
I think they will, because they all get caught eventually. But that doesn't stop me from enjoying...
It's great.
Enjoying the cycling.
Just let them cheat.
Just
they
let
all
them cheat.
Cheat. Are they still cheating?
Here's the thing.
The only thing is, it's not good for their bodies. I think that's the issue.
Yeah, whatever. Cocaine wasn't good for people. People still did it. And
what?
Raced. People, like, the original, like, cheating drug used to be, like, cocaine and shit. And speed.
I love the cocaine.
Don't. Don't start singing Buck Cherry.
Is that who sings that? Wow, I would have never known that in a million years.
No, it's worse, you singing it or me knowing.
They're Canadian, aren't they?
The winner will get caught. Because you know why?
Why?
Because winners need to be punished. Winners need to be punished.
What? Cheating winners do.
Winners. Hey, you. You with the Tour de France trophy and accolades?
Yellow jersey.
Give them back.
Why don't you say you with the yellow jersey?
Give them back.
With Mayu Jaune.
That's our...
Mayu Jaune.
That's our yellow jersey. Sports duel. McLean, let's go to the world of Wimbledon.
I would love to.
Miloš Raonic.
Miloš.
The 8th overall male tennis player from Canada, which is why we're talking about him. He lost in straight sets to Roger Federer. McLean, will Miloš ever win a Grand Slam?
No.
He still
doesn't
answer.
Have that je ne sais quoi.
No je ne sais quoi.
No je ne sais quoi, you know?
But yes, he is going to win because he's going to go into a tournament and other players will not have their certain je ne sais quoi on another day. And he'll end up playing.
His problem is he's a one-trick pony, and unless he finds new tricks, unless he broadens his trick bag of tricks, then he'll never win. Somebody will break him once, and that's it.
He's not a one-trick pony. He's a professional tennis player. McLean, a 20-year-old Jeannie,
yeah, we've all come to know her as Jeannie.
The girl we know and love is Jeannie Bouchard. She was the runner-up in the women's final. She's now ranked 7th in the world. McLean, how old will she be when some dude completely ruins her?
Excuse me? I find that sexist and offensive, and never. She never will be that old.
What do you mean?
I mean never. That's never going to happen to her.
Okay,
she'll
so your answer,
be dead.
So your answer is undefined. Is that your answer?
Yeah. What? No.
What's your answer?
How old will she be when some dude ruins her?
Yeah. How old will she be when some dude comes along and takes...
What, like a golfer? Like a professional golfer?
I don't know. I don't know who it's going to be. But someone's going to come along and ruin
her. It won't happen. Ruin her tennis game?
For starters, it's already happening. It's already starting to happen.
Why, who's ruining her now?
That, what's his name? Jim Parsons? The guy from that horrible, nerdy sitcom? The Big Bang Theory, is that what it's called?
I guess. Who's Jim Parsons?
The dorko. That
Which
lead
one?
Guy. The guy.
Oh.
He's like...
Not the one who used to be on Roseanne.
No, the other one.
Right.
The one that everyone thinks of when they think of that show. Not the guy from Roseanne.
I thought of him.
But you're being contrary.
The dork.
You know who I mean? Do you know who I mean?
I have seen the show.
Do you think everyone listening knows who I mean? Everyone knows who I mean. Everyone
knows. I think I have.
When you say the guy?
I don't know their names. I don't know. But yeah, okay.
Okay, well, he's already hanging out with her and he's leeching on her and I don't like it. 21 years old is the answer.
How old is he?
Like 30-something.
Shame.
See, someone's going to ruin her. Someone's going to come along
like
and ruin
that
her.
That show. Why?
That's
besides
a question for another sports duel. Okay?
Okay.
Sports duel, my answer is 21. No, 22.
22? Okay. Are they ruining her tennis career? Are they ruining her life?
Sports duel!
What are they ruining? NHL
the sweet
free
woman
agency.
The sweet woman we're seeing in front of us right now.
Okay. All right. So she could still win and be ruined. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
But probably not. She probably have a pretty bad meth habit. McLean, go ahead.
NHL free agency blew up this year. What player going to what team will have the biggest impact?
I completely forgot to
tell me that
this
one
at
was...
all.
Oh.
So I'm just going to think of something off the top of my head.
You're going to steal my answer. Because I only know one trade.
I'll try to pick something obscure.
Okay.
How about Jonas Hiller to the Flames, huh? Jonas Hiller to the Flames, everybody? Everyone like that? Yeah, we like Jonas Hiller to the Flames.
Oh, yeah? Well, I think it's going to be Ryan Miller to the Canucks.
A little goalie-on-goalie action.
Because they didn't have a goalie at all. Because they gave all their goalies away after they had two goalies. And then they had no goalies. And now they have one goalies. Again. I'm sure they have more than one, but one great, great goalie. Do you like Ryan Miller? He's an American, isn't he?
We'll just have to pay really close attention to the NHL this year, and we'll determine the winner. We'll be watching basketball.
Hockey.
Okay. McLean, something near and dear to both of our hearts. Buffalo Bills' super awesome second-year linebacker, Kiko Alonso, has a torn ACL, will miss the season. Will Buffalo make the playoffs? McLean.
Don't make the fans think I care at all about the Buffalo Bills. Because
McLean,
I don't.
Will the Bills make the playoffs?
Anyway. No. Hell no. Hell no.
Okay.
Is Red Jackson still a Bill?
Sure is.
Oh. I thought he wasn't.
Interesting. They will make the playoffs because...
I didn't mean...
No one circles the bat wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
I didn't mean Red Jackson.
Sports duel.
I meant your wide receiver. Matt. Raptors signed Lowry to a 4-year, $48 million deal. On a scale of 1 to 1,000, how happy are you?
You could probably put me at about a 700, 800.
That's a big variance in
782. I'm happy.
If we pared the scale down to a 1 in 10, that would only be 7.82 out of 10.
Instead of 1,000.
Yeah, but I divided it.
Why would you... What? But it's... 782 out of 1,000 is 78.2. Right? What did you say?
Yeah, same thing.
I thought you thought there was an extra
7.82
zero.
Out of 10.
Yeah. Yeah. But instead of 1,000 scale is what's happening.
Right. So
it's a totally different scale. What does 10 have to do with anything? We're talking about a scale of 1,000. Anyone can have a scale of 10.
I just think it's like more like a 919.
919?
Yeah.
That's your final answer?
That's it. I was scared when I heard rumors of... possible acquisition of Lowry by the Miami Heat.
I think that was a bit much of posturing. I don't think Miami
that
was ever
actually
in the...
happened?
I don't think Miami was ever going to get him.
I take Lowry
sports
over
duel.
Any Raptor. Any Raptor.
All right. You have to respect the sports duel pistol.
I get it. Once the pistol pisses, then that conversation's over.
McLean, LA Lakers, the LA Lakers, including Kobe.
He's still alive?
Oh, my God. Just let me get through the question.
Okay.
LA Lakers, including Kobe, hosted Carmelo Anthony in free agency this week. Kobe was late for the meeting. McLean, was Kobe late on purpose?
Yes. How is he? Oh, who is he?
He's Kobe Bryant.
When was the last time he actually, like, played a season? Is he still good? Does anyone even know? Was he all, like, fashionably late? Like, I'm Kobe Bryant. You come in here, Carmelo, and you think you're going to be, like, the star of this team? Well, you know what? It's me, and I'm late, and everybody's talking about it, and you're not coming here.
I completely agree with everything you just said. But, no, Kobe was just held up in customs.
Sports customs? Duel? Was it not already in L.A.?
I don't know where he was. this past week, this question sucks.
So skip it.
But it's the last question. And that's how you play Sports Duel.
Wait.
No, wait.
I didn't know. Why is it saying that Jason Kidd is the ex-head coach?
Because he is the ex-head coach. This is the question we're not doing, but now we're doing it because you made me stop. Why are we doing this?
Well, I didn't know that that was true.
And that's how you play Sports Duel.
I disagree with you. The only way we're going to settle this is with the Sports Duel.
I think that would have been a great question. You really missed out there.
It was a little, it's a little convoluted.
It is. It looks really long. I didn't read it all.
It is long, and
it's like a paragraph.
You didn't know about it, and then you'd be asking me questions about it, and then ultimately I would be like,
be
I can't actually answer that. I don't know all the ins and outs. So I didn't really want to get into all of it, and but here we are. Talking about it.
Yeah.
All right, I'm saying, why don't you go ahead and spin the wheel, and this is going to be our last game of the week. Time to play. Engage.
Dinosaur.
Yeah, no. Engage a celebrity on...
Godzilla.
No one can understand Godzilla. Only you speak Godzilla. So when you try
rude.
To tell us what the game is...
He's saying celebrity engaging Twitter. I think he's confused.
What's the game we're playing?
Engage a celebrity on Twitter.
Celebrities are pretty big deals, so when they acknowledge your existence, you're kind of a big deal too. Time to play Engage a Celebrity on Twitter.
Every tweet you make, every link you paste, between you all day, favorite what you say, I've been following you.
Engage a Celebrity on Twitter. The game where you score points by getting a favorite or retweet, double points for a mention, and negative points if you ask to be retweeted. McClane, who are we targeting this week? Who are we targeting? Who are we engaging this week?
Our engagee is Eugenie Bouchard.
Eugenie Bouchard, her Twitter handle is at Jeannie Bouchard. McClane, what are you drawing right now?
I think it's like a praying mantis.
It looks like a vagina.
What?
I see a vagina.
That's what...
I see, like, part of a vagina. What's that nose thing it's got? That thing.
Is
yeah,
that... what my vagina looks like?
It's not what your vagina looks like.
Well, how many vaginas have you seen?
Seen a couple. Seen a couple of vaginas. The way the game works is we basically try to engage somebody on Twitter by sending them tweets and see if they respond. McClane, why don't you go ahead and read your first tweet to Eugenie Bouchard?
All right. My first tweet to Eugenie was, is...
If you're not ready, yeah. So you're not ready, and
I'm
I'll go first.
I'm ready. It was
at... You're like scrolling through your phone.
No,
okay.
I wasn't. I was ready. You're making that up. At Jean Bouchard, do you think...
Okay, listen, I think we should embrace when these moments happen, not like just, you know, like if I call you out for doing something, or vice versa, we can just get into it.
All right, well...
You don't have to just lie.
You're right, I
because
wasn't
people
ready,
don't know.
I wasn't ready.
See, wasn't that what you
said? You put me on the spot. I was busy drawing my praying mantis.
You were, and I asked if you wanted to go first, and you said, yeah.
You didn't ask me, you told me I was going first.
Well, it might have been a good time to say, actually, Matt, I would like you to go first, because I've got all my stuff queued up, obviously, because I'm anal like
You're
that.
Professional.
I'm a professional podcaster. Okay, I'm a professional podcaster, and I expect professionality from my podcast hosts, co-hosts. What was your tweet to Eugenie Bouchard?
At Jeannie Bouchard.
Whoa, Jesus Christ.
Do you think Pinties will drop you now that you've lost Wimbledon? Hashtag real chicken.
Might have to explain Pinties.
Well, it's an Ontario-based chicken company.
Is it just chicken?
It's mainly chicken products, yes.
Frozen chicken nuggets, things of that nature.
Yeah, Pinties. She does a really great commercial for them.
Sounds like you're being sarcastic. McLean, did Eugenie engage you?
No.
That's a shame. I feel like it's the other way around. She'll probably drop Pinties.
She probably has a contract of some sort. She can't just drop them.
At Eugenie, at Jeannie Bouchard. I think she should go by Eugenie, by the way. I think Jeannie's too...
Grandma?
And they're both grandma-y. I think she'd just go with more... I don't know. Different one.
It's prettier. Eugenie's prettier, I feel.
It makes me want to say it like this. Eugenie!
Eugenie!
Eugenie Bouchard!
Eugenie Bouchard! Bouchard!
I said, at Jeannie Bouchard. With the different venues you play all over the world, how often do you get lost? Go through the wrong door, etc. Hashtag Jeannie Army.
Is that a thing?
Jeannie
Army? That was a great question.
I know it was a great question. I'm trying to engage somebody on Twitter over here.
You did a great job. Did it work? What? Oh.
Just joking. She totally didn't respond.
Wow.
Think of it. She probably goes down wrong hallways all the time. They probably all do.
I've done it, and you've done it, and we haven't been in that many different places as her.
Don't tell me where I do and do not walk. McLean, what was your second tweet to Jeannie Bouchard? Eugenie, what did you say to Eugenie?
I said, at Jeannie Bouchard, my first wish is 3 more wishes.
Jesus.
Hashtag Jeannie. Hashtag really? Hashtag oh. Hashtag not that kind of genie. Hashtag Aladdin. Hashtag Robin Williams. Hashtag lamps.
Now, did you think she would find that funny, or did you think that she would think this person thinks I am a genie?
Neither. It's not funny, and I don't know. I was grasping at straws here.
You're grasping at these chicken nuggets.
Grasping it. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's okay. You tried.
Thank you.
I tweeted, Eugenie, and I said, at Jeannie Bouchard, the old school Nike tank tops with the big letters? Tote's awesome choice. Hashtag Jeannie Army.
I noticed she's all about those.
Yeah, I think they look great.
I think you like the way they look too much, okay?
What? They look great, what can I say? The old school Nike tops.
Anyway, did she respond to you? Yeah, I don't believe you.
You're right. She didn't.
What's she gonna say? Oh yeah, they do look great. Thanks at @M_brand.
I don't know. She will answer pretty much any question. Have you noticed this?
No.
She'll answer pretty much anything.
Oh, well, she didn't answer my question. Which was...
Yeah.
It wasn't really a question.
Okay.
At Jeannie Bouchard, for being French, your parents sure do seem to love British royalty. Hashtag Prince Andrew. Hashtag Princess Beatrice. Hashtag Princess Eugenie. Hashtag weird. Her and her sister were named after British princesses.
I know. And her brother's name is William.
They're like fake French. They're like West Island Frenchies. Although they both have French names. I know some West Island French people who are English, but she seems pretty French. Anyway, your turn. She didn't respond, so...
All right, here's my last tweet to Eugenie at Jeannie Bouchard. Congratulations on Wimbledon. Were you going to eat all of the chicken nuggets in that Pinty's ad? There were like 20. Hashtag Jeannie Army. She didn't respond to any. I couldn't believe how many chicken nuggets were on that goddamn tray in that commercial. It's like a full box.
I could have eaten them. No problem.
Well, I could have too.
She doesn't. It's real white chicken. Do you think she eats them at all?
She did in the commercial. Do you think she spit it out right after is the real question?
Yeah. Like probably. Right into her hand.
No, like into a napkin.
Okay.
She's classy. She's named after Royal, right? So I don't think she's going to spit into her hand. She probably had a doily or something to spit it into.
A doily?
Yeah. That seems kind of British. And that's how you play. Engage a celebrity.
Do you remember how to...
On Twitter.
Every tweet you make. Every link you paste. Retweet you all day. Favorite what you say. I've been following you.
I can't believe how much you're drawing.
I'm not drawing. I was just going to inquire as to, do you remember how to write the entire alphabet, upper and lowercase, in cursive writing? Do you know all the letters of the alphabet in cursive writing still? Upper and lowercase?
That's a good question. I wouldn't know unless I was doing it. I think there's some I would be really struggling on.
Do you know that...
Z would be a difficult one.
Oh, that's easy. Yeah. I like that
one. It's like a three.
Yeah, it is, sort of. Like a sideways three. Kids can't read cursive writing. It's like another language to them.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? Is it obsolete? Is it unimportant? Why did we learn cursive?
Because we didn't have Twitter.
Mm.
Speaking of Twitter... If you'd like to reach the show, you can reach us on Twitter at @ShitOnSports. That's on Twitter. Shit.
I think you couldn't do a Q.
Sports.
I think that would be your toughest one.
Yeah, you're right. I'd probably just do like a regular Q and throw a few loop-de-loops in there.
Yeah, one right at the top.
If you'd like to reach us on electronic mail, shitonsports@gmail.com. Tell us what you think. Tell your friends to listen and to subscribe.
Tell your old lady neighbors who need their clocks fixed. That clock.
Tell anyone with an internet connection and an iPhone.
They don't have to have iPhones. They don't have to have iPhones. But they do have to have...
We'll talk to you next week. Everything's happening.
Be nice.
Just be nice?
Just be nice.
Be nice to who?
Oh my god.
Every time. Doo-doo.
Every
doo-doo.
God. Doo-doo. Damn. Doo-doo. Time.